USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. It is confirmed the nation's Secretary of Defense is suffering complications from a treatment for prostate cancer, and that part of his recent hospital stay was spent in an intensive care unit. Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder with reporters on Tuesday.
Secretary Austin currently remains hospitalized at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and is in good condition.
Ryder says doctors diagnosed Austin with prostate cancer back in December. Not long afterward, he was admitted to Walter Reed on January 1st with complications from the procedure,
including nausea with severe abdominal, hip, and leg pain. Initial evaluation revealed a urinary tract infection.
Ryder said Austin is expected to make a full recovery, all this amidst criticism of the fact White House officials and the president were not informed of Austin's hospitalization for several days. High winds and heavy rain have prompted the National Weather Service to extend many flood watches and warnings through today, especially in the mid-Atlantic region of the eastern seaboard. According to PowerOutage.us, there are more than 600,000 power outages reported in communities up and down the coast. Donald Trump says a president must be allowed full immunity even when challenging elections, and he says the charges being brought against him in the federal elections case amount to a political prosecution.
When they talk about threat to democracy, that's your real threat to democracy.
Trump spoke to reporters following his appearance at a federal appeals court hearing Tuesday. The Trump's attorneys argued their client's efforts in the post-election period fell within his official presidential responsibilities. 2023 was Earth's hottest year on record, according to science. The European Union's Copernicus Climate Change Service Tuesday announced that global temperatures last year averaged higher than in any year going back to at least 1850. This is USA News.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
The Biden administration is rejecting claims being made before the UN that Israel is prosecuting a genocide in Gaza. During public remarks after a meeting with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the claims have no merit.
Those who are attacking Israel continue to openly call for the annihilation of Israel and the mass murder of Jews.
Blinken also called for the release of hostages still being held by Hamas. The U.S. says North Korea is supplying ballistic missiles for Russia in its ongoing war with Ukraine. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters Tuesday the Russians have already used some of them against Ukrainian targets. He said the U.S. is rolling out more sanctions against those facilitating the arms transfers.
Multiple Ukrainian civilians were killed in the strikes and dozens were injured. Now, these strikes are horrific, they're inhumane, and they serve as yet just another reminder of the brutality of Mr. Putin. War.
Kirby also called on Congress to pass President Biden's request to provide more funding for Ukraine. Top politicians in Washington are clarifying the earlier reported budget deal between Democratic Senate leaders and the new Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson. On Tuesday, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell told reporters the spending plan will, quote, obviously have to be another short-term funding bill to avoid a government shutdown. Parts of the government run out of funding on January 19th. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.